here, and I'm your host, Brian Beatty. Welcome to the June edition of the podcast. I'm recording the intro this month on the front porch of my house in South Minneapolis, so you might hear some distinctively South Minneapolis types of birds chirping in the background. And if I don't hurry it up, you are more than likely to hear, and I am more than likely to be interrupted by, a plane flying over on its way to the airport. So let's cut to the chase. Our theme this month is Over the Moon, and our featured writer is playwright Reginald Edman. Reginald provided two excerpts from his new play, White America. White America is about a political family in Virginia, a decidedly conservative Tea Party political family, and a son who threatens to upset that dynasty. You might be wondering to yourself how exactly that ties into the theme of the month, Over the Moon. And I don't speak for everyone connected to the podcast when I say that I think the connection is clear, because I think many of those people of the Tea Party conservative cast are from another planet. But I do speak for myself and the birds around my porch, I think. So, anyway, enjoy these excerpts from White America.
Hold on. Yes, this is Robert White. You want a quote for True American Magazine. All right, here's one for you. My son's comments are his, and his alone. Simply put, their opinions, and everyone has them. I place no importance upon his statements. I don't approve, nor do I condemn him for it. Yeah, but that's all I have for you at the moment. There are other pressing matters to attend to at the moment. Thanks for talking with me. Oh, the phone calls. The phone calls. They just keep coming in. Quite a shitstorm you started up with that statement, son. Do you know I've been cleaning up your mess all week now since that article?
Sorry, sir. I had to stand by what I believe in.
Stand by what you believe?
Yes.
And what would that be?
The truth.
The truth.
I don't believe I stutter.
But one day you're going to learn, son.
No, one day you'll learn. Things have to change in this country, Dad. Did you hear that?
It's nothing. Have I been good to you, son?
Yes, but...
I've been good to you, but you decide to write this. This slander, anyway.
Dad.
You want a drink?
I'm fine. Dad...
I'm having a drink. Let me see if I can find the part I found especially intriguing.
I didn't even know you read Voice Magazine.
But what kind of father would I be if I didn't keep up with your varied literary achievements? Even if it is from the nation's foremost pop culture liberal politic magazine. Now, let's see.
You kept it.
And how could I possibly throw away such a literary masterpiece? Ah, here it is. The days of the conservative, narrow-minded thought process are over. The members of the Tea Party movement are dinosaurs in an era that requires young, intellectual thought to remedy the multitude of disasters that they had helped bring about in the first place. The Tea Party claims to be a revolution in this country. However, movements of change are started by the youth and not by overprivileged, angry, white 50 and 60-year-olds that woke up one day and discovered that a black man was in the White House. You then go on a few lines later to make a statement about my protege, stating, and I quote, "He is a true enemy to the American people, a wolf in sheep's clothing, utilizing hypocritical propaganda, fear-mongering, and the only thing that he lacks is a fiery cross and a white bedsheet over his head."
I kind of like that line.
Not a very nice thing of you to say about Billy. You're not drinking.
Neither are you.
Where was I? Oh, yes. You then state, and this is the doozy that really amazes me, that they even published this. But Sarah Palin and the followers of the Tea Party directly parallel the rise of the Ku Klux Klan during the American Reconstruction and pre-Nazi Germany, without the stormtroopers and gas chambers, though they probably have the gas chamber already prepped and ready to go. How dare you? How dare you? I have to deal with these people on a daily basis. I have to look these people in the eye. Maybe you haven't noticed, but your brother-in-law and myself are locked horn to horn in a heated political battle. For heaven's sakes, you can't say these types of things. You can't say these things when election year is around the bend. Are you trying to destroy what this family has accomplished, has done? Winning this election is my goddamn livelihood, and the political climate is not on my side, damn it.
Why do you care? I wasn't coming after you. I was referring to Perry and Billy Gordon, those idiots you brought to the dark side.
Boy, do you have any clue how the world of politics works? You bear my name. My name. What you say, what you do, reflects itself back upon me. Upon me. This is what they call in the Bible a clusterfuck. I'm fighting with every fiber of my being for the future of my party. No, our nation. Trying to keep it out of the hands of both tree-humping liberals and that of those mouth-breathing, NASCAR-loving backwater yahoos. And I will not be sucker-punched by my own flesh and blood.
Sorry for lacking a filter, but I said what I believe.
Did you really?
I believe so, yes.
Well, I'm going to hope you're damn sure about that. Because what you're bringing on this house, what do you want in this life, son? But let me ask you that.
Excuse me?
I don't believe I stuttered. What do you want? Honestly, talk to me. You have a bachelor's in philosophy, a master's in English, political science, and one in 16th century Islamic poetry. This is a sign of a man that is truly, truly unhappy with his life. Now, I hear you're writing a book about the history of our family. Is that right?
How did you know that?
It's my job to know things. Now, answer my question. Is that true?
That's right. I've done some research, and...
How do you plan to distribute this book?
I have some ideas on how to do it.
You don't know?
I have some people interested. Look, about the book, I need to tell you...
Just like everything else in this life you've done, you don't know. You just float around blind half the time, don't you? Not knowing. I've been a very understanding father. I like to believe I've been very understanding. When you change degrees and women, like most men, change socks.
Actually, Dad, Maria and I...
But let me finish. Now, if I've been understanding, I've been patient, and I've been supportive. But slander? That's another matter. But I'm a good father, and I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help you make the right kind of decision that you need to make. But last time we talked, you wanted to start some pet project. What was it? Open up a community center, what was it called again? I forget.
The White New Voices Center for Arts and Literacy for People of Color.
Ah, yes, your great and noble quest. It's quite a mouthful.
Well, it's just a working title for now.
Interesting. Very interesting indeed. And just to refresh my memory, what kept you from that?
You know.
No, tell me.
I couldn't get the financial back.
What was that?
I couldn't get the financial back.
You couldn't get the financial backing. Oh, really? Why could that be? Are you working?
Yeah. No, I'm in between things now. I'm working on the book.
Tell you what. You want a community center? I will help you open a community center. That's right. I will help you. I will provide you with investors and create a board. I will provide you with the initial funding to get on your feet. Hell, I'll even buy you the damn building. You hear me? I will do all those things. But I want something from you. I want you to retract your statement, and I want you to forget about this book you're doing. You'll say that it was a cry for attention, and that was all.
Dad, I
retract the damn statement and drop the damn book, Justin.
I can't.
Do you want this? Is this something you truly want?
Yeah, but...
Then retract.
Retract.
This family requires of you to fulfill a duty. A duty to your family, but most importantly, to your country. I scratch your back.
You scratch mine.
Precisely. A lot of scratching.
Forgive me. I'm suddenly feeling unwell.
Be reasonable, Justin. You drag this family's name through the mud and expect me to sit by quietly? You made the mess, so damn it, you clean it up. You hear me? You clean it up. You clean it up. Because I am not one you want to go to war with. You will learn just how far from the nest you can fly without my hand underneath you, child. And it's a very long drop down.
Justin, baby, your mom and sister are... I'm sorry, was I interrupting something?
So, who is this lovely lady standing before me?
Senator White, I've heard so much about you. It's nice to meet you. Justin speaks so highly of you all the time. It's nice to match the stories with a face.
This is Maria, my wife.
Wife?
That would be me.
I see.
I was trying to tell you, Dad.
Where are you now?
Dad, I love her.
I can always come back.
Well, finally my boy decides to do something right for a change. Congrats are in order. It's nice to meet you, Maria. If I do say so myself, you are an absolute vision to behold. And I am so pleased to have you as a part of this family tree. You did good with this one, son. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta go into the kitchen, make sure the women haven't drawn blood yet. Glad to have someone as beautiful as you grace us with your presence this Thanksgiving and many more years to come. Justin, we'll finish our conversation later. Think about what I said. I know you'll do the right thing.
They are completely surprised. Completely surprised.
Babe.
You didn't tell any of them.
Maria.
You didn't tell any of them, did you?
Maria.
You told me they knew. You told me they couldn't wait to meet me.
It's complicated.
What's so complicated about telling your family that you're married? You have me looking like a damn fool out there, Justin. Surprise! I'm your new daughter-in-law.
Maria.
You, sir, are an asshole. Didn't tell them about me being your wife? Haven't told them a damn thing, have you? How many surprises are you trying to drop on your family this trip? You mind telling me that, or is that a surprise as well?
Baby.
Baby what?
Baby, it's complicated. This is complicated. It's like the pie.
The pie?
Yeah.
The pie?
Yeah, like the pie. Remember the pie? You love the pie. So we got the pie, and we have this crust that is like the body, which is like me, and...
And you just plain lack any filling.
Mom.
I want you to know that I'm mortified. Absolutely mortified.
Yeah, well, the feeling is mutual.
I'm not sure what to say to you right now, except to offer you a mojito. Would you like a mojito, dear?
Why don't you drink water for a change?
My body's made up of 80% water. Why would I want to add to that percentage? Sure you don't want a mojito?
Don't you want some glog?
Oh, if I wasn't worried I'd hurt your sister's feelings, I'd feed that crap to my garbage disposer. Glog. It sounds like a Klingon curse word. Don't tell her I said this, but I've never understood that woman's sick sense of Minnesota tradition. I mean, the white are Virginians, for God's sake.
Mom, we need to talk.
Have a mojito with me. What do you think? Do you think it's odd that I'm a little white lady with a preference for Mexican beverages? What does that say about me? Anyhow, who gives a damn? Mojito. Would you like one?
Fine, Mother. Fine, I'll have a mojito. But just a little bit.
Drink up.
I said a little bit, Mom.
When have you ever known me to listen to you?
Why do you have to make this so difficult for me?
I worry about you, son. You know that? I worry about you so much.
You worry about me. You're the one that's drinking yourself half to death.
I can't help myself. It's this life that drives me to it. And I used to dream about being the princess in the fairy tale that marries the prince that lives happily ever after. They forget to mention that it also comes with dinner parties with fake people, cameras flashing, and living under public scrutiny. Constantly watching and being in fear of polls, that's what kills you. Now the drink. The drinks. That's the elixir that keeps me living. Did I ever tell you that I'm glad you didn't follow in your father's footsteps?
I thought you enjoyed that lifestyle.
You used to believe that, too. But the party gets old and the chess game of politics, well, it gets dangerous the longer you immerse yourself into it. Listen to me. And listen to me real carefully. You tell your father this news about your research, it will kill him. It will absolutely devastate him.
Oh, why do you say that?
It just will. As much as we'd like it to be, this country isn't colorblind. Not yet, at least. And something like that will directly affect this family in the polls. Can't you understand that? We've built our legacy as the example of the great American family. What do people think of when they hear that?
Mom.
I'll tell you. They see white picket fences. Beautiful home, manicured lawn, an SUV, a cute dog named Mr. Pickles, And most importantly, they picture me. They picture you. And they see our white faces giving them pearly white smiles draped with the American flag over us. You understand?
This file is the truth, though.
Politics don't care about truth.
Neither does this family, it seems.
Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me about that girl? About you getting married? You think I wouldn't want to know that? You think I wouldn't want to be part of that, or help celebrate my son finding somebody that loves him?
I don't know.
You're my son.
I know.
Well, I'm not quite sure what to be mad at you most for. This silly tell-all book, or you getting married without telling me.
Can you choose just one? It would make it easier for me to handle. What's going on with this house?
Who knows? Weak foundation. We built this house on a weak foundation, son. Eventually, it's going to fall down upon itself. Wouldn't be surprised if it happened with us in it. That girl you married, is she going to be all right?
She'll be fine, I think. I hope.
She seems like such a good little black girl. I'm sorry, a good African-American? Is that what they classify themselves as nowadays?
They like to be called people of color, Mom.
People of color? What am I, transparent? I like to think I'm a good light peach. Tequila colored if I spray tan.
Mom.
What I'm saying is it's all so confusing. Anyhow, I like her. She has a fire in her. That's what you need in your life. A my way or the highway kind of a woman. Stick with her. She's a keeper. I hate to admit it, but that's the kind of addition this family needs. Don't tell her I said that. Don't tell your father this, but I loved your article. I like it when you ruffle your father's feathers. He turns into a little tiger in bed after you piss him off. I love it.
Oh, God, Mom.
What? I'm just saying I'm a fan of your writing. A mother can be a fan of her son's writing. Anyhow, think on this one. If you care about your father at all, if you care about this family, you forget what you've just discovered. You'd throw it away and never mention it ever again. You can write all the fiery little articles you want. You can write till you are red, white, and blue in the face. But throw that research in the trash. Will you do that? Will you do it for me? For your father?
When have you ever known me to listen to you?
Reginald Edmond is a two-time recipient of the Playwright Center's Many Voices Fellowship, 2009 to 2010, and 2010 to 2011. He is currently a resident playwright of Chicago Dramatists. Thanks for listening. As always, You Are Here can be found on Facebook, on iTunes, and of course, on mnartists.org. You Are Here is a monthly literary podcast production of mnartists.org. mnartists.org is a joint project of the Walker Art Center and the McKnight Foundation. The mission of mnartists.org is to improve the lives of Minnesota artists and provide access to and engagement with Minnesota's arts culture.